Okay, so our gospel story this morning, we acted out last night at Messy Church, right? And you guys were there. One of the part of it was about Jesus doing a miracle where he helped someone who couldn't hear or speak, and he cured this man, and then a little girl, he had to cure her from, she had an evil spirit or a demon in her, and she got cured. And we expect that from Jesus, that he's going to cure people who are sick, right? Yeah, he does miracles all the time. Isn't that pretty true? We hear of that in Bible. But guess what? Jesus was kind of like wanting to be alone. He didn't want anyone to interact with him when he got asked to do these miracles. Now, have you guys ever been in a position where you've wanted to be alone? Like you're in the middle of watching a movie and you don't want anyone to interrupt you, or you're in your room and you're playing a game or reading a book and you hate it when someone calls your name because it's time to do something. You keep nodding your head. Has it happened to you a lot? Yeah, how about you guys? What does it feel like when you're in the middle of something and you don't want anyone to interrupt you? Are you happy about it? No? How about you, Uza? You're in the middle of reading something really good and someone calls and says it's time to set the table or something. Do you want to stop reading and go do that? Yeah. You do? Wow, well, you're the exception to the rule. I'm usually grumpy when I get interrupted. Are you grumpy when you're interrupted? Yeah, I thought so. How about you, Tibetchi? If you're in the middle of something you wanted to do and you wanted to be left alone and someone calls you, are you happy or are you a little grumpy? A little grumpy, yeah. Mm-hmm. How about you? A little grumpy. Well, was Jesus grumpy? Yeah. Yeah, he was. He got a little grumpy too. But you know what he did? He got rid of being grumpy, and then he went right into being kind, and then he healed those people. So the lesson for us is what? It's that if you're grumpy, what do you got to do? Can you stay grumpy? You can't be mean to people. You got to get out of your grumpiness and what? And be kind. Yeah. Be happy and be kind. You know, you guys always have the right answers. You're all so good. Now, how many of you do that, though? You work on it? That if you're grumpy, you can, like, snap out of it and be kind and helpful? You can. Can you? No. Yeah. I know. I can relate. Sometimes it's hard. How about you? Can you get out of your grumpiness very fast? No. What do you think? Since you think you can get out of your grumpiness fast, what do you do to help yourself get out of being grumpy, Uza? You try not to get grumpy in the first place. Okay. What do you do to help yourself not get out of your grumpiness, Miranda? You can't tell me, can you? You don't talk. That's good. Sometimes it's better not to talk. Well, who's the one person we can always talk to inside when we're grumpy and we need to get through something? God. Yes, we can always pray to God. And what do you think we would say? Yeah, Jesus, give me the strength to get over my grumpiness and be kind, like Jesus always was. Okay, let's come together. Does anyone want to say the prayer? Is anyone inspired? You do? Okay. Let's get close. All right.
Dear God, please let us be able to, whenever we're grumpy, let us be able to stop being grumpy and be kind to others so we can help others in the way that they need help. And let us not get grumpy that easily either. Amen.
Amen. That's an excellent prayer. I think we could say, all of us could be praying that a lot.